Audio point 5. If you look to your right, you will see Sawyer's Cottage and Pengwern, which are amongst the oldest properties in Park Gate, dating back to the late 17th century. D cottages, the buildings that jut out into the road, were built later, in the 18th century, and the whole group was at one time referred to as Pengwern Place. Sawyer's Cottage was a public house known as the Sawyer's Arms until 1905. Its original landlord, Richard Bartley, was a sawyer and a carpenter, hence the name. The house still has its brick-vaulted cellar above ground and a ship's mast for a newel on the spiral staircase. D cottages were frequently flooded by high tides here. Further down the road, on the left-hand side, you will see the black and white boathouse pub. Walk towards it and continue listening. The boathouse is built on the site of the beer house, which was established in 1620. It later became the ferry house and served regular ferry sailings to Flint. A horse-drawn coach met the ferry here, taking passengers to the Mersey ferries, or after 1840 to the Houghton railway station. It was later known as the Pengwern Arms, which was pulled down in 1885 following storm damage. In 1926, the Boathouse Cafe was built in the shape of a boat and enlarged in 1977 to become a restaurant and public house as it is today. In the 18th century, there stood on the shore near the boathouse a boatbuilder's yard where large vessels were constructed. This included the three passenger ships of the Parkgate Packet Company, known as King, Queen and Princess Royal. The shipwright was Thomas Makin, who, when he went bankrupt, had 8 apprentices. Such was the scale of his business here. Carrying on along the side of the marsh, the road leads to the Wirral Country Park car park and picnic area, the site of the open-air seawater swimming pools, which were in use from 1923 until 1950. The two pools were designed and built by the Grenfell family of Mostyn House School, and were filled by seawater at high tides. An advertising poster of the time records that there was a large picnic field adjacent and free parking for up to 1,000 motor cars. Where the baths were, there is a car park and notice boards for the RSPB reserves and the Wirral Country Park. From this car park, the route can be retraced, or by walking up the slope from the far end, the old railway route of the Wirral Country Park can be used for approximately 1.5 miles to return to the starting point. We hope that you have enjoyed the Parkgate audio trail, which was produced with information supplied by kind permission of the Parkgate Society. Further information is available in their booklet, This is Parkgate, Its Buildings and Their Story, which is available in local shops. Don't forget, there is also another audio trail available for the neighbouring town of Neston.